Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A suspect fatally shot by police while trying to evade cops in East New York. Let's get the story from our Glenn Shuck.
And those cops spotting a Porsche on the Bell Parkway here last night that they found out had stolen plates. So they tried to pull the driver over first near Cropsey Avenue, but the driver sped off, eventually coming to a police roadblock here by a Pennsylvania exit, exit 13. Chief of Department John Chell says then the driver drove right at one of the officers.
The Porsche came into close proximity, nearly striking him. At this time, the officer discharged one bullet, striking the driver of this vehicle.
That 28-year-old driver died from that gunshot. Now, Anthony Minucci lives down the block. He came running over.
There was a police shooting here at the corner, so that's all I know. I live right here. When I heard the cop cars coming up.
Now, the suspect, again, that was killed by police, his name has not been provided as of this morning. We're still waiting on that. We are being told, though, he was on federal probation regarding stolen vehicles out of Pennsylvania. Now, there was a passenger in the Porsche as well, that person in custody, and we're being told all of this was captured on NYPD body cameras. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in East New York.
So what do you think of Trump Station? The idea was floated after the Trump administration announced earlier this month that federal officials were taking the renovation of Penn Station away from the MTA. Governor Hochul was asked about it and said, only on one condition.
It's all about the money. As long as the feds commit to the $7 billion it would take to redo Penn, the governor didn't shoot down the idea of Trump putting his name on it. These New Yorkers aren't feeling it.
Absolutely not.
I don't know why New York City needs to do anything particularly political.
Nope, I keep it Penn. That's the history of the station. That's what it is.
On that point, Roberto Sabalon agrees that a landmark like Penn should be off limits.
To new people that want to visit New York and they want to like find Penn Station, I think it's going to be a lot easier.
The state would save over $1 billion if the feds cover the cost. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Folks in Maspeth, Queens, including local elected officials and members of Community Board 5, are joining forces to oppose a plan for a pot dispensary at 71-10 Grand Avenue. That's because it's near two schools, which they say violate state regulations. Council member Robert Holden.
The law states they have to be at least 500 feet from an entrance. We measured a number of times. I had my staff go out with the wheel to measure the distance, and it comes out exactly at 446 feet.
That's from PS 58. Opponents also argue that the dispensary would negatively impact the quality of life in the neighborhood. Albany lawmakers now one step closer to legalizing assisted suicide for the terminally ill in New York. The state assembly passed the Medical Aid in Dying Act by a vote of 81-67. Westchester Assemblymember Amy Paulin sponsored the bill.
I was ecstatic that we were able to bring this bill to the floor after
11 years of hard work to gain support. And knowing that, you know, it's the first step.
Nearly 20 Democrats joined Republicans in voting no, and it's still not clear whether the bill will pass the state Senate or whether Governor Hochul will even sign it. The quest to find a parking space near one hospital on Staten Island has apparently become even more of a challenge.
The parking at Northwell Staten Island University Hospital North already was tough.
Well, today it was pretty bad.
And Michelle thinks since their main visitor lot closed April 7th, it's only gotten worse.
You could see the people with triple parking.
I caught up with Maury and Tilda parking more than three blocks away.
We have loved ones and all that in the hospital. They should at least have like parking spaces available for us.
About three, four blocks.
The hospital says with the main visitor lot closing, they've actually gotten to improve things by turning the old lot into two new visitor ones that they claim are safer and easier to access. Patients say it's anything but easier and also expensive. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside Staten Island University Hospital North.
Detained Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in the United States for now. That is the word from a federal judge in New Jersey. Bobby Hodgson is the assistant legal director at the New York Civil Liberties Union and explains the ruling.
What this decision did is it rejected the government's arguments that none of those arguments can be heard in federal court. The government had been asking for this entire case to be kicked out and sent to immigration courts to move forward. But what the judge here found was that those arguments have to fail.
Khalil, a green card holder who is married to an American citizen, says he was targeted for deportation because of his participation in pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Columbia campus. His lawyers are challenging the administration's claim that his continued presence in this country could have serious adverse consequences on foreign policy. One Brooklyn family blaming construction on a house next door for the family of raccoons that moved into their ceiling. Alice Ann Zaslavsky telling CBS2 this began 3 years ago when work started at 194 Minna Street. At some point, the city issued a stop work order to Majestic Holdings New York LLC, at which point the house was left vacant. And then out came the critters.
Clearly, there's some sort of path across the front of the houses where they're all attached.
And she says they've been having a field day.
Things have been chewed. We are concerned about fire risk, and we have no insulation left.
One raccoon had a litter of five babies in her bathroom ceiling. She says her homeowner's insurance won't pay for the damage. The buildings department said there's nothing they can do, and the health department only deals with rodents. She did take her neighbor to court. The judge says the neighbor should pay. So far, that has not happened, and there's been no comment from Majestic Holdings. A royal visit to Newark. Britain's Prince Edward was at Science Park High School as part of a larger tri-state tour to promote the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award, a global development program for teens.
You are equipping yourselves with the two of the best things I think you'll ever need in life. That courage to take those opportunities and also the resilience to be able to overcome those challenges in the future.
More than 400 students participate in the program, which since last year has expanded to eight high schools in Newark. It encourages young people to develop their full potential and build life skills through things like volunteering and physical activity. It was graduation day at the MTAPD. Yeah, not really for the human cops, but for the canines. Yeah, graduation ceremony held at Grand Central for the latest class of police doggos. This follows a 12-week paw camp, if you will. 13 dogs and their handlers will now patrol MTA transit sites in both New York and Connecticut. You can check out video from the big ceremony on the 1010 Winds Instagram page.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.